This podcast is a Folk Media production.
Agla station Cheshti,
Bandra, Borivali, Andheri, Kurla.
Welcome to the Agla station special journey, where we take you across different stations that we've covered so far on the podcast. So sit back, relax, and plug in while we take you to this amazing audio trip.
CSMT is so fancy ki Century Railways employees ke liye it's like coming to work every day to a selfie point.
Jo CST station ka front hai, chane hamari GM building jo desh ki shaan bhi hai, Central Railway ki shaan hai, Bharatiya Rail ki ek shaan hai, wo sabse best spot lagta hai humko. Yahan khade hone ke baad ek garv hota hai, ek matlab ek बहुत ही अच्छा महसूस होता है, हम कह सकते हैं ये चीज़, क्योंकि ये बिल्डिंग एक हिस्टोरिकल बिल्डिंग है, बड़ी आर्टिस्टिक वे में बनाई गई है और सेंट्रल रेलवे की को बहुत अच्छी तरीके से रिप्रेजेंट करती है, तो ये बेस्ट एरिया मुझे लगता है.
एंड दिस इज एके पांडे, स्टेशन मास्टर एट CSMT.
अगला स्टेशन बांद्रा.
It's the first time ever that the city was connected to the suburbs, yeah, which was out of the city then, by means of a railway line. So when the line comes up, 1869, is the first time that people from the suburbs or from far away from the city are able to get to the south of Bombay and back on a train, yeah, which is historic to say. The Bandra railway station was proposed to have a railway line in 1864. And finally opens in 1869. So we are talking about 1.5 centuries ago. That's a long time back. And the current station structure that we see is actually built later, which is 1888. So that's built in a characteristic Victorian Gothic style, which is very native to Bombay. And it's, you know, you can find pointed arches, basalt stone, and a lot of woodwork, which is present till this date.
Agla station, Chembur.
Has a long history. If you go into the origins, the localities here may have been the Agris and Koi, and then we as migrants we came here, and along with that, after independence there was a migration from Sindh and Punjab, so you have a very big colony of the Sindhis and Punjabis. Then you have the Tamilian, which came up during when Anushakti Nagar or the Tata Atomic Research Center, which came up. So along with that, many South Indian families also settled here. So Chembur actually is really cosmopolitan in its sense.
Agla station, Borivali.
The railway station at Borivali has quite a glorious history. Before we come to the station per se, we should know something about the Western Railway. The Western Railway was originally called the Bombay Baroda and the Central India Railway. It came down from Surat, from a place called Uttan in Surat, to Grant Road. So originally Grant Road was the terminus. The first train came down on 28th of November 1864. In this timetable, there is no reference of Borivali. The first reference of Borivali we get in 1867. When the Western Railway started, or the BBCI Railway as it was called those days, started suburban trains between Grant Road and Virar. The station was spelled as B-E-R-E-W-L-E-E, Borivali, Berivali, that's how you pronounce it, at about 18.34 miles from Grant Road. So that is the first reference that we get of Borivali station. The fares were quite interesting. It was about 1 rupee, 12 annas and 6 pais for first class between Grant Road and Borivali. For second class, it was just 14 annas and 3 pais. And for third class, they had 3 classes those days. It was just 6 pais and 6 annas. Station went on to become a main station because of the growing population.
Agla station, Andheri.
Hey, my name is Akshay, and Andheri is right in the center of Mumbai. And Andheri is not known for being gentle if you have no experience boarding or getting off a local train. I mean, it will not. People there are brutal. Like, tumko agar nahi aata hai chadne, to they will tell it to your face ki bhai nahi aata hai to mat chad. Kyun aata hai kyun hai? And that is pretty much how it works in Mumbai.
So the footfall of Andheri station on the basis of a survey conducted by the Western Railways was on an average 13 lakh passengers every day as of 2019. This jump is also because of the metro that came up in 2014. So commuters are switching trains from the Western line to the metro to head towards the eastern suburbs of Mumbai city.
Agla station, Kurla.
Rohit Venugopal bol raha hu Thane se. Mera college tha Swami Vivekanand. So there were some good memories about Kurla station. Right, like ki hum friends sab saath mein jaate the, saath mein aate bhi the. But there is something about platform number 1 and 2. Like if some friends live Dadar side and kuch log Thane side mein rehte the, to hum wahan par bichad jaate the. So hum hamesha platform number 1 se like platform number 2 par baatein karte jab tak train nahi aa jati. So that was a good memory about that. And something bad was because hum bichad jaate the hamesha har din usi jagah par.
Agla station, Kharol.
This place literally holds a lot of importance to me because there's so many memories attached. So this is one of those things that I'm never going to forget and probably will never ever happen again. So this one morning, I was running late to college and to my luck, the train had arrived on the wrong platform. So the train that usually goes to Churchgate used to arrive on the fourth platform, but this morning it had arrived on the first platform and to my luck, I was still on the bridge. So I could run and take it. And by this time, the train had already started moving a little. And before it was too late, the train driver saw us running and trying to find the compartment. And he just waved to us and said, and he waved to us saying, get in. And the train actually stopped. And I know this sounds surreal and it sounds vague, but trust me, we were as surprised as everybody else. Everybody else was on the train. And I think this is something that is always going to stay with me because it was so much fun. It was one of a kind, truly.
The car I grew up in was this lovely quaint place dotted with bungalows, cottages.
Don't you just wish you could hop into a train and at least travel to the next station or go anywhere, have your favorite food from a street stall and not worry about anything?
First thing that will hit you when you step out of Jumbo Station is the Pavaji smell in the air. And that's from Sadhguru Juice Center. It used to be a small juice wala and Pavaji wala in 1990s, but now it's a full-fledged dining place.
Church Gate at one point of time also used to be known as Pavan Chakki Gate.
So if you've come all the way to town, there's no way you're missing out on the food, right? Here's talking about some yummy food nearby.
Just outside Law College, there used to be a Bun Maskawala. There used to be a line of 20 people just waiting to have their Bun Maska. And it's usually $5. Actually, if you ask me, it was nothing. Just, you know, you would cut up Amul butter, dunk it onto that Bun Maska and give. But yet, the way he would make it and, you know, it was so popular.
So I talked to a student who studies at Jai Hind College. And he gives me a list of places.
Mostly we prefer going to the Idli Vada joints. KC Idli Vada, Raju Roll. These are the famous joints near us.
जो स्टेशन पे भेड़ पूड़ी मिलती है ना, आई यूज टू मेक श्योर कि मैं रोज खाऊं. सिर्फ 10 रुपए की होती है एंड इट इज सो फिलिंग एंड आई ऑलवेज मेक श्योर कि मैं वो एक्स्ट्रा कच्चा आम होता है ना वो थोड़ा ज्यादा डलवाऊं.
स्टेशन फूड इट वाज ऑलवेज मैकडॉनल्ड्स एंड आउटसाइड चर्चगेट स्टेशन इट वाज द बर्गर किंग बट आउटसाइड अंधेरी स्टेशन देयर आर टू मैकडॉनल्ड्स एंड टू गिव मायसेल्फ वैरायटी आई वुड स्विच बिटवीन द टू मैकडॉनल्ड्स एंड मेरवान्स बेकरी व्हिच माय मॉम लव्ड सो आई वुड पॉप इनटू मेरवान्स टू गेट हर थिंग्स.
There are a few places around Khar Station which have been my absolute favorites. So the first place on the list is going to be the chaat stalls that are right opposite the station. It is a classic, trust me. I've seen them there since I was a kid and it's everyone's favorite. It's always crowded. The second place has to be Radhana Coastal Delight. And honestly, it's hands down one of the best seafood places in Khar. And the third place is going to be Sambar. So if you're a sucker for South Indian food, trust me, you're going to enjoy it.
Well, hope this episode took you down memory lane. Stay tuned for more such episodes only on the Agla Station podcast, on the Curly Tales website, or any of your favorite podcasting apps.